Each Wednesday afternoon, our prayer staff gathers for about an hour, and we begin with some time of prayer. We pray for specific people we know that are in need in our parish and others, for different groups in the parish that are maybe preparing for different things, as well as for our parish as a whole. And then we pray with the Sunday Gospel reading, using Lectio Divina, spending some quiet time here in church then, praying about the gospel. And then we go back to where we're meeting and share some of the fruits of our prayer. This Wednesday, when we prayed with this gospel reading we just heard, God kept me very focused on just one word: first. So the rest of the week, I've been trying to follow God's lead with praying with that one word first in preparing for this homily. The first thing is most important. If we get the most important priority right, the rest of our life will probably follow in pretty good order. If we do not, we're probably going to have some problems. We need to keep God first ourselves. And we also need to help one another to do that, especially through times of transition, a new marriage, after the loss of a spouse to death or divorce, a move, some other significant change. We need to help each other through those times. As a parish community, if we are connected and engaged, then we're going to get to know other people, and they will get to know us. And that help and support can happen. We especially need to help our young adults, our children and our grandchildren. We need to help them to see how important it is to keep God first. That is our first vocation, to love God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength. And if we root ourselves in God's love for us, then we're going to learn how to love God and to love others. And that is holiness. We support our children and grandchildren by teaching them to pray, to love God through our Catholic school and our faith formation programs. And again, that is our first and most important vocation, to love God, to be holy. Our specific vocation is where we do not always do as well in helping to form our young people as they grow into adulthood. Do we help our children, our grandchildren, to know if they are called to marriage, to consecrated life, to single life, to priesthood? Most are called to the vocation of marriage. How do we help them to prepare for marriage? Many people tend to fall in love with someone and then try to figure out a way to make it work. I'm not sure that's the right order. We can fall in love with a number of different people, but that doesn't mean that person should be our marriage partner. Putting God first means our faith shapes how we approach our relationships. Do we realize how helpful it is to have a partner who shares our faith and who is committed? How do we encourage our young people to be around places like the Newman Center or Catholic Campus Ministry, where they can not only grow in their faith, but also connect with other people of faith? Can we help our young people pray about the qualities of a person they are looking for before they begin serious dating. Falling in love with someone who is not free to enter the sacrament of marriage can make a life of faith difficult. Can we help people work through past relationships and marriages before moving into another? Putting God first means we need to help our young adults discern all the vocations. How do we support single people who are often some of the most giving people around? How do we help them by not just assuming that everybody's married? How do we help connect people with others so it's not so daunting to do something alone? As families, do we help our children consider consecrated life and priesthood? Do we help our children get to know some priests and sisters? What would we say if our child or grandchild expresses an openness to a religious vocation? If we truly put God first, every young person, all of us, should have seriously considered whether we are being called to serve God as a religious sister or a priest. I love being a priest. I'm so grateful that God called me to this vocation. I need to keep God first, or things don't go so well for me. And all of us need to do that, to keep God first in order to stay true to Christ and living out our vocation to holiness, as well as our specific vocation. So let's keep praying for one another and helping to support each other in our vocations. Let's help our young people to keep God first so that they are able to discover the ways in which God is going to lead them to life and to joy. Let's keep God first, and know that the rest will follow.